Reinano, foi só a sfarla pa gleska pa irbi. Juste ulaštenja noga.
Start again.
Well, here we go. Well, I'll do the intro then.
Yeah, I do the intro because we're starting again because it was
hello.
Rubbish.
We are welcome to episode 4.
Hi there, we've just spent the last 5 minutes deleting the first 10 minutes we previously did because it was absolutely rubbish.
What do you mean first 5 minutes? This is actually our fifth attempt.
This is our fifth attempt to get any modicum of humour out of me and Scott speaking into a microphone sat side by side.
We actually started this on 24th of September. And we're now at the 1st of October.
1st of October.
Yep.
Try to get out episode 4. The Empire Strikes, that's a different thing.
Non-improv.
This is honestly not, what's that word? Improvised.
Improvised, yep. You wrote that down.
We're back after a break.
Oh, we're back.
3 weeks off.
Wax on, wax off.
Yep, that's a hark back to the glory days of the previous episode.
I know we're talking about comments later, but we got a thing through the... a comment through the blog saying Mr. Miyagi was actually born in Okinawa, but I'm sure he'd still look good in an Osaka t-shirt.
Alright, that's because we're talking
about that. That's reference to when we were talking about Mr. Miyagi being from Osaka.
Did we like give the impression that we were really big fans of Karate Kid?
Yeah, because you said that Burma woman was Aung San Suu Kyi, or Jet Li was in.
Yeah, well, as I always say to these people, stop commenting.
Stop commenting. Please keep commenting.
Don't comment again. Well, yeah, we've been off for 3 weeks. I think you remember the last time.
I just
what are you doing? Why is this script appearing?
No, it's just this this thing. It really annoys me, the guy. The one thing he wants to do is in commenting is to correct us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slightly annoying, but let's move on.
No, we'll just put like a little statement at the start of this. A lot of what you'll hear in this podcast is just lies and general drunken nonsense.
Read the mission statement. Okay? Remember we did that in the first episode.
I don't remember the mission statement. I had 2 bottles of wine that night.
That's right.
I have to remind myself by listening to episode 1.
This is what we're doing. We're mapping your life so that years from now, you'll be able to go back and say, what was I doing?
Mm-hmm. We could like bury it in like the Blue Peter time capsule.
Why the Blue Peter time capsule?
You and the podcast in the time capsule
alive
together. Yeah,
still bury recording
Connie Hawk burying your life.
So I'd still be recording the podcast underneath the ground.
No one would care.
I was still here, can't get out, not much has happened today.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, so what were we talking about?
I think I was just saying, you know, you were interrupting me 4 times there, which I thought we'd decide.
Oh, I did it. See if I did.
I don't do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a bit of a break. Mm-hmm. We were 3 weeks now to come up with amusing stories bring joy to the lives of all of our listeners. And we'd like to thank Harry and Dave for their continued support. But unfortunately, based on our first 8 attempts to do this tonight, we're really getting nothing to work with.
Yeah.
So we'll try again. How you been?
I'm fine. How are you?
I've been good, thanks.
That's good. Okay. Anything else?
Right, well, I think...
Remember the pauses last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, try and...
Cut down the pauses.
Cut down the pausing. Right, okay. Yep.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners will want to know, you know, how we're getting placed. And we got another review on iTunes.
Yeah, because the last one was all about getting a featured, being a featured comedy podcast.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we had 2 reviews previously on iTunes. We got another review, which all you have to do is delete your cookies and you can go in and write another review. So, funnily enough, it's a 5-star review. So, this is a 5-star podcast. Yeah, unfortunately, though, you said something about, I don't understand the iTunes thing, but you said something about we're not a featured podcast
despite
your lack of comedy.
Well, because of mine. They actually wrote back and said,
remember the
letter that you read out in your last Tragic podcast, asking to be a featured comedy podcast?
How did this letter send by email?
Just by post.
They sent an actual paper letter. I love that.
It was actually a pigeon that landed on my window frame with a little thing round its leg.
You're like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? No, he's an owl.
I don't actually know anything about Potter. I know he's a little fella.
He's a wizard, Harry.
He's got a wand and stuff, and he's magical.
Hey, come on, don't be like that.
All oh, right, you're trying to make something crude about it. Cutting down the crudity.
Cutting down the crudity. But yeah, so they sent sent a letter back saying basically because of me, you're only half comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that really implies.
What did they say about me though? The A man.
Nothing.
I'm calling myself now.
Nothing. Just said because of me, we're only half comedy. So
well. You're right, iTunes, you know, you're like Dave Schwarbitz to my John Lennon.
Who's Dave Schwarbitz?
Exactly. Holding him back.
Holding him back? Well, while he gets shot.
Dave Schwarbitz was literally holding him for Mark Chapman. Less than a minute silence for Mark Chapman.
Makes it easier, I suppose.
You just interfered in the minutes. I'm doing minute silences this week because you said our second silences last week for Tiger and Mr. Miyagi.
Do you think, you think a minute silence would work in a podcast?
Ah, for Mark Chapman, though. It's not working, is it? Too awkward.
Particularly given that you were gazing into my eyes there.
Any Beatles fans out there? Sorry.
So, Mark Chapman fans. Mark Chapman fans.
Yeah,
we're sorry. He did it himself.
We're sorry to you
he
guys
read that
as well.
Book.
Guillaume Perrault.
Catcher in the Rye, you know.
He's done his time.
Exactly. He's dead, isn't he? Or is he now? No, he's right.
He was
up for
parole last year. Yoko keeps speaking out against him. Forgive and forget, love.
That's right. Woo. Basically, the long shot of it is we're not an iTunes
comedy. No, but we're free-falling, because we used to be, like, there was a time, okay, I think it was 4 weeks ago, wasn't that long ago, we were the second most popular Glasgow-based comedy podcast that's done by two guys
in
a flat, in my flat, with a bit of wine, number two. We were number two in the charts.
That's
and
a
now
disgrace.
I looked on the other day and we're number 12.
No, you are kidding. Who's ahead of us?
I don't know.
Is that Destiny Church ahead
Destiny
of us?
Church, they're about 8 places ahead
I actually drove by the Destiny Church the other day. It looks quite good.
I hope you threw in a bottle.
No, I'm thinking of joining.
You better be downloading their stuff.
I mean, to be honest, if they do great podcasts like that, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's disappointed. Joining. You know, we're just free-falling and I just don't think there's anybody to stop it. I think you might have to kill yourself on air.
Well, yeah, exactly. We seem to be perfectly honest, we're doing quite well everywhere but iTunes. They seem to have taken umbrage against us for some reason.
Yeah. Ack well. I'm sure we'll win them back with our unique brand of humour.
Or half humour.
Half humour.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
But as I said, I think in our first take, or was it the second, if you type in Scott Docherty or Alan McDonald, or maybe even both, in iTunes, we're number one.
No, we're not number one, but I hate Scott Docherty and Alan McDonald's podcast is number one. We're number eight.
Those guys are committed, though. You know, fair dues to them for starting that podcast. Exactly. They've started their whole website as well.
It's good of them, I say.
Yeah, just donate some money if you can.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
As they say, mockery is the greatest form of humour.
Mock the Week finished this week. That was slightly annoying.
Yeah, I know, that's really, we're really going to have to find some new sources for jokes.
What are people going to do for comedy now that they've just got us?
Oh, there's another one of our listeners stepped in front of a bus.
No, you did that in the first one. You can repeat jokes.
I've got nothing else to work with.
Because people will be like, oh, if they like this one, they'll then go back and listen to the first three. And then they'll be like, oh no, he did that joke in the fourth one.
Whatever, I don't really care what these goons are listening to. Sorry guys.
Sorry guys.
Anyway, this is normally the part of the show, and I put that in inverted commas, where me and Scott will highlight what we've been up to the last few weeks.
Yeah, there must have been quite a lot happened in 3 weeks.
Well, I've been thinking, I've not really been up to anything because of the credit crunch. A lot of my shares have plummeted.
You've got shares?
I've got shares in Index, the catalogue shop.
Oh, right, yeah.
McCain's oven chips.
Oh,
the crinkle cut one's not the proper oven chips.
Uh-huh.
And I've also got a few shares in the Bradford and Bingley. So I'm hoping they'll come through again.
That's quite topical.
I couldn't find the remote control the other day. And there was some Sky Sports News or Sky News or something about news. And it was all about, oh, no. There's a recession on, you know, the Nazis are coming or something like that. And then I checked my portfolio, right, and my actual shares portfolio,
not from
my modelling days.
Not from my modelling days, right.
But my shares portfolio, and I looked at it, and McCain's oven chips, they're down at like 40 pence, and I paid like £100 a share.
That's probably because your man McCain.
The Bradford and Bingley. The other day they were 22 pence a share, so I bought 5,000. So hopefully they'll come.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Just keep watching those comics.
But it's a good time to be buying the shares, though. So that's just that's insider tipping.
But obviously, seek financial advice before, you know, don't just accept Alan's
advice go,
there.
Just go for it, guys. As I said, Bradford and Bingley.
Bradford and Bingley, yep. Or AIG.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. As I said, I've got to keep the pennies. You know, if you watch the pennies, the pounds will take care of themselves.
Yeah, you had your own way of making money as well by selling your pennies on eBay.
So. We're just harking back to episode one, which is rubbish. So let's not hark back to the rubbish just episode.
We should have just put it down in a transcript and read it out, to be honest.
Yeah, because this is poor, very poor.
Yeah, very poor.
But, no, that's what I'm saying. Just be careful, guys. There is a credit crunch on, okay?
Are you going to say credit crunch again?
I probably will, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Credit crunch, credit crunch, credit crunch.
Chick-a-chick,
credit crunch! No, but so, yeah, I've not really been out that much. Been watching a few DVDs at home.
DVDs? What DVDs is that?
Been watching The Wire. It's a American cop show.
American cop show?
Never heard of it. I said that in a Welsh voice for some unknown reason.
Ooh, Kenny Ladd. I don't know what that was.
It was about a crack team of cops who are trying to weedle out, you know, the sort of drugs criminals in downtown Baltimore.
And why'd you like that?
Well, I like it because, you know, as you know, I'm from the streets as well. I was brought up in that sort of environment.
Because of the gangster thing, yeah.
Well, there was a lot of gangsters where I was
brought up.
Sort of Bearsden.
Bearsden.
Yeah.
And, is that the one of the posher areas in Glasgow?
You've still got to have your wits about you.
Why?
Because there's a lot
of crime.
A lot of crime, a lot of bad sorts.
Never else actually.
I always had to carry a piece with me, you know.
Piece?
Jam piece.
We dealy piece!
We jam Sandy.
Don't throw them at the tenement Monday.
See, like a lot of people, if there's many Scottish listeners, then they'll know that a piece is a sandwich. Whereas if there's maybe American listeners, they'll probably know it's a gun, so I used to carry it.
Which kind of explains the time when I get shot in Los Angeles.
by a jam sandwich.
Empty went a piece! yeah, they did take the sandwich off of me as well.
Yeah.
I went hungry that day.
Yeah. Well, that's not too good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because hunger's always bad, and something we'll have to get used to, though, because, as I said, there is a depression coming.
Because of the credit crunch.
But if you are depressed out there, have a ball of wine.
Have a ball of wine, exactly. There's actually there's a thing in the news, actually. I know we're kind of stepping over ourselves, but there's a thing in the news about how if you're feeling the woes about the credit crunch, give to charity.
That's not going to help me.
There's your man. Now, who was it?
What? Why are you going on to the news bits before we've done what we've been up to bits?
But to be honest, people will be caring about us anyway. Yeah, as an author, a guest speaker at the Inverness Book Festival, Inverness is in Scotland, said contributing to charity could help people feel more positive amid the global recession. Michael Norton, author of 365 Ways to Change the World. I'd imagine each one takes a day.
Well, that
that's
work
what I've
out,
deduced from that. But apparently he's recommending sponsoring a child in the third world.
Yeah, I sponsored one.
Yeah.
Hey, Armando, over here.
You mean the tea, yeah? He says, I think however badly off we are, there are people far worse off in the world. So there you go. So there we go. Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
You did get ahead of yourself, one step at a time. So what have you been up to, Scott? I think the last time we spoke, you were illuminating us with your...
What does that word mean?
Lighting our lives up.
Lighting our lives up.
Yeah, I don't like this condescending tone you can take at times.
Well, you don't know about the education of our listeners.
No, but you're like directing it at me. Like when you were telling that story last time about Burma, you were oh, you don't know where Burma is. Even if I didn't, right, but don't try and make me look like a fool.
Well, exactly, you've got a map of the world out in front of you and a dictionary and a thesaurus, and you can't even read them.
I just love big words, though.
Just big words.
Big words.
That's right.
Yeah, so last time you were saying you were on your way to Portugal.
Oh, that was a great holiday,
to Portugal on holiday. I will maybe say that again, so you hope to go to your holiday to Portugal. And... unfortunately, the airline you booked with, was it called? Portugal Beaches?
Portugal...
Planes.com?
Planes.com, because it was an online one.
So they'd went bust, so you were going to try and look around, get on a holiday.
Yeah,
So what did you end up doing, Scott?
Nothing, really, to be honest.
Right, so you didn't get away, no?
Nah.
Right, you were going to be your good lady wife, yeah?
Yes, it was going to be a nice romantic holiday. We're looking forward to it as well. Spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah, and you've been, obviously, you guys... this is only a couple of weeks off, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We work hard. We deserve the time off that we get.
You do.
Kind of thing.
So, what did you do then? Just...
well, just tore it up in Scotland.
We day trips and stuff?
We day trips. We were thinking of going down to England, but we couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
Because of the credit crunch and the fact that our plane... we didn't have a plane.
Yeah.
And we just took a couple of day trips in Scotland. Well, I say a couple.
Oh, that's great, because I've... You know, I think I am Scottish of sorts.
Of sorts, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're
half Irish.
Half Irish, yep.
But, you know, I've often wanted to do a little bit of touring around Scotland to see all the sites, because I once watched Billy Connolly's World Tour of Scotland, right?
That's right,
and that was quite funny. And I thought, it'd be funny if I went touring around Scotland with my BMX bike.
And then did gigs.
And did comedy gigs to unsuspecting tourists.
That's right. Just got into their flats. Hello, I'm no Billy Connolly.
I wouldn't do that. So, yeah, how did your day... Where did you go then? What sort of day trips?
Well, I say day trips. We only really went on one.
Oh, right. So you sort of stayed in one particular place
for
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but that one trip, you know, it was enough. It was enough for us.
And where was that?
It was... well, we went up to the Rest and Be Thankful.
Where was that?
It's just... If you go past Loch Lomond up there...
Oh! Hey, what's you for Nessie?
No, that's Loch Ness. Because of Loch Ness.
So that actually works Nessie. Better.
Yep. Speak to Ted Danson. He knows a lot about that.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Cheers!
I don't get it.
Yeah, fantastic. If you go up the A82, which is a road, for those of you...
We're going to be cutting this bit out, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So anyway, if you go up there, past the Loch of Lomond, and you'll get to the Rest and Be Thankful.
Is that a restaurant?
No, it's just like a... It's just a kind of pass in the road. It meets... kind of two roads coming together, really, and it's in the top of a valley, and it looks, it's one of the most scenic views in Scotland, so you've really got to go there.
I've never even heard of that. I'll have to go there.
Yeah, well, don't go when it's raining.
Did you go when it was raining?
Yeah, because you can't see anything.
So you really just went to the Rest and Be Thankful, greatest views in Scotland, and you saw a bit of mist.
Mist. Well, it was misty.
Did you get some photos?
No.
Not even worth it.
Yeah, exactly. But got soaked, though.
Fantastic. That sounds good, though.
There's a wee burger van next to it as well. So,
really?
But we didn't go there, you know.
Nah. Do I buy burgers out of a van? If you're going to buy burgers, buy them out of farm foods. Doing yourself at home. Or anywhere else that sells burgers.
Exactly. That's right. So there you go. That was a lovely wee trip. That was the end of it.
So why did you only go on one day trip?
Oh, well, because our car drove itself into Loch Lomond.
Sorry?
And then, well the car drove itself into Loch Lomond.
Right, okay. Now I've seen your car out. Right? It's not a great car. It's not exactly Kit from Knight Rider. So how did your car...
Hello, Michael.
I don't think Kit had Down syndrome.
Hello. My name's Kit.
Kit is a stroke. Oh, we've offended quite a few people there.
I know.
Good.
People with...
people with speaking cars.
Cars that talk and...
okay, so...
Kit.
So your car, a bit like Kit, except a bit more special.
Yes.
How did it drive itself? I don't understand this.
Well, you see, basically, you know, the lesson that we've learned from our little road trip there is don't park your car in a car park next to Loch Lomond with your handbrake on.
Why was it likely to happen?
Because the handbrake will probably fail and it will go into the loch.
So your car rode into Loch Lomond.
Into Loch Lomond, yes.
That,
I see you're smiling there.
Is the best bit of news I've had in 3 weeks. I got a text from Scott. I'm on a day trip to Loch Lomond, went for lunch, came back, my car had rolled into Loch Lomond. My reply was, get her right up,
yeah. Yeah, it was quite good phoning round the relatives and every single one of them just laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good story, though.
It was a pretty good story, yeah.
Now, when you say the handbrake had failed, had you actually put the handbrake on?
Yes.
Right.
According to the insurers.
Was this basically a failed attempt to kill yourself?
Well, to be fair...
Scott, you've been depressed of late.
Yep.
Right? Uh-huh. Your life's in tatters.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You're not getting any better looking.
Yep.
This podcast is a failure.
That was basically the big factor.
You're subject to mockery at work.
Well, actually.
Your best friend is seriously thinking of cutting you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Did you actually try to kill yourself, forget to get in the car...
Mm-hmm.
Chase after the car.
Yes.
Try and throw yourself under the wheels.
Yes.
Like that E17 guy.
Uh-huh.
Failed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Your car went into Loch Lomond.
Uh-huh.
You jumped in after it.
Yes.
Went through the sunroof, landed in the seat, and turned on the podcast.
Exactly. And, you know, I didn't even have a sunroof, so I just went straight through the steel. Yeah, the only thing was my suicide note was left in the car, and it got soaked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Dear Mr. or Mrs. iTunes.
Dear Mr. iTunes.
Because you didn't feature
please
us.
Please don't kill me.
Well, you wouldn't say that in a suicide note, to be honest.
Yeah, you wouldn't
because I'll do it myself.
You wouldn't beg for your life. That's quite sad then, so.
Just for the avoidance of doubt, if my insurers are listening to this, my iPod was in the car, as well as my plasma screen TV, my oven, my microwave, and my Sky TV dish.
Also in the car were my McCain oven chip shares.
And two dead bodies.
Well, we're not for laughs anymore.
Yeah, we're anti-laughs.
So your car's now, I presume, is a write-off?
Complete write-off.
It was pulled out, okay.
Yeah, pulled out. I put the photos online. If you go into the top10glamsguy.com photo box, scroll down, you'll see all the 10 things that happened to me in the last week.
I just repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a picture of Scott's car in Loch Lomond, the address is www.myrightarmissoweakicanpullupahandbrakeproperlyandwastryingtokillmyself because my life is worthless. .com/McCain ovenchips are 22 pence.
22 pence? That's a great price. Only if you go to Farm Foods.
Farm Food shares are also 22 pence.
Yeah, but why my right arm? Because I'm left-handed and I was driving on the right-hand side.
www.my...
Stop! Yeah, so yes, it's been quite a week. Basically, as soon as the car went kaput, went for a wee swim into Loch Lomond, my other car decided to brake.
Oh, look at you!
Oh, it's got two cars!
I've got two cars! Seriously, guys, you should see the two cars before we're here. Not like a Bentley and an Aston Martin.
Exactly, the other one has...
Actually, the one that went in Loch Lomond wasn't too bad. It was quite a nice car.
It's quite
you
nice.
See if you look up the little website.
And I just washed it as well and put 30 quid of petrol in it as well.
I'm not the insurance company, Scott.
That's right. My other car broke, my oven broke, my Sky TV broke.
And this was during your 2 week holiday?
Yep, what else broke? My shower, my boiler, that's right, my boiler broke as well.
Class, that's sick. Now, are all these things fixed now?
Well, partially, yep.
Right,
uh-huh.
Right.
I've spent a lot of money, hardly get any time to myself over the last 2 weeks.
So basically, you would have been quids in if you'd paid a little bit more and went on holiday.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty so much. So there's the lesson learned.
No, the lesson there is put your handbrake on if you're parking your car in a hill. That's the real lesson to all of our listeners out there.
Okay, I did.
Aye, okay.
Aye, okay.
Because cars just magically roll down hills.
I won't say what type of car it is.
It's a Mazda 6.
All right, yeah.
Like, well.
So, yeah, so that's what's been happening with me for the last couple of weeks.
So you're back at work now?
I'm back,
back
at work and glad of it, even though I'm spending every waking moment phoning insurers and supply companies. So it's good, but I also, I suppose the best thing about my last 2 weeks was became a pro in Wii tennis.
Oh, I was going to say you become a prostitute.
Prostitute?
I was going to say, the credit card just hit some harder than others.
That's right.
Oh, anything about the extra pocket money?
Well, I go to Anderson Square, no. I'll just go to that guy without a car, just walking about just aimlessly.
The Wii tennis, I don't really like it, you know, because I've sort of got a life and I don't spend all day indoors, you know, playing Wii tennis. But
it's quite tragic. My own Wii character himself has actually turned against me.
Yeah.
I've been playing it so often, he turns around and tells me how tragic my life is.
Well, that's like me. Remember when I used to play my PlayStation 3 and I would play Tiger Woods Golf?
Yep.
And then every time like I hit a bad shot,
uh-huh.
Tiger would actually turn around to flick the middle finger up at me.
Are you serious?
Hey, you're the worst player ever. And I'd be like, sorry, Tiger.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I suppose is the same as the people that walk past your window as well.
Yeah. On the second floor.
That tallest man from China.
Mr. Jolly Giant.
Jolly Giant. Green Giant.
That was the only Jack I could think of.
Yeah, I know.
On the spot there.
Or your man from...
Who's the Jack and the Beanstalk guy?
Jack. Oh, Beanstalk Man.
Beanstalk Man.
Big Beanstalk Man.
I think I know it's a Beanstalk at my window.
Yeah. That's right. That's a drain pipe.
Cut this bit.
That's
pretty cool.
Anyway, we're talking about the news, or are you...
Well, I don't think we really get much else to talk about, bearing in mind we've not really done much.
Yeah, we're going to have to do stuff before the next podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll make that a promise to our listeners. If you keep listening and you keep donating to the fund...
Mm-hmm. What fund's that?
Our sort of, for equipment and stuff.
Right. I suppose you did buy a printer, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's sort of... I just, sorry, lost the ability to speak there.
Yeah, we'll cut that.
Yeah, well, okay... Do the new stuff then.
Yeah. Can I just say that Alan's on the wine tonight as well?
It's a Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio?
Pinot Grigio.
How much was that?
It was a $3.99.
What's that?
It is my South African accent, because it is a South African grape.
Right.
It was a $3.99 from the co-op.
Yeah, from the co-op. So there was a wee story in the BBC News, that's the British Broadcasting Corporation, if anyone's never heard of it.
BBC.
BBC, that's what we'll call it now. And it's a drive to attract visitors to Scotland from North America has been
launched. We don't want them. Sorry, I just...
From the heart. Sounds
how, are we,
like,
how are we attracting people, Scott?
Well, apparently this whole thing was made possible by a change to the US census rules, which makes it easier to identify people who believe they are of Scottish descent.
Mm-hmm.
Americans who say, I've got Scottish ancestry.
Well, I can clarify this point, mm-hmm. right? If you're living in America, okay,
yes.
and you have a ginger beard,
mm-hmm.
Ginger hair,
mm-hmm.
and people constantly compare you to Willie, the groundskeeper from The Simpsons, the chances are you have some Scottish ancestry.
Particularly if you're called Angus and keep saying, Hoots Moin!
Hi, you guys are new, I'm American!
Or Scottish! But apparently almost 140 households in the United States and Canada will receive a mail shot from Visit Scotland.
What is
Scotland?
A mail shot? That sounds like an American terminology. It's, a letter.
A letter.
A leaflet.
A letter to America. See what I did there? I took a Proclaimer song and I changed the word from to a to and I sang it.
Aye, well, and I would walk 500 miles.
No, but you didn't actually change it, you just sang that. Which means chances are we're probably going to have to pay Proclaimers to sing that song.
I'm not paying those weirdos anything.
They're quite good.
If you're listening for Proclaimer, sorry.
You're great. So
it's just a leaflet.
It's just a leaflet that goes through.
Saying, Gonnie, come to Scotland, you'll have a great time.
Well, the thing is, that's the thing, that they're advertising this quite a lot, but they're not actually saying what is in the leaflet. What would you imagine they would want to say in a leaflet to attract people to Scotland?
If I was doing, you know, a leaflet, you're mm-hmm. trying to attract people to Scotland, I'd say, hi, how are you doing there? Come to Scotland.
Come to, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant,
You'll pure love it and have a great time. It rains and stuff.
Uh-huh. Come and meet Mel Gibson.
Aye.
Freedom.
Freedom.
We'll give you some mincing tatties and haggis.
Aye. Fam Davidozy, wham bars, haggis.
Yeah, if I was to read that, I don't think I'd come.
No, that's what we want, mate.
Exactly. But I think, to be honest...
come here, steal our jobs and our women.
And back to the racialist. Ooh.
I've got a ghost in my...
That tall guy just banged into your window there that we're talking about.
A beanstalk fella.
I know. Bobby Beanstalk. What I was thinking was, given that we do have quite a lot of American listeners...
Many American listeners do we have? To the nearest four?
To the nearest four, we have, I would say, around about four-ish.
If there's four of you out there, please review us on iTunes.
So if they get the mail shot through the door, send it in.
Yeah, but if you don't get the mail shot through the door,
mm-hmm.
and you're not listening to this,
mm-hmm.
don't send it in.
That's magic. I like the way your mind works. So that was a nice little story anyway. So.
Why didn't Visit Scotland consult us? You know, we do one of Scotland's...
We do a lot for Scotland, yeah.
We do. We currently have Scotland's 7,076. Fourth, I think, most popular...
No, we're 73rd now.
Most
yeah.
popular mm-hmm. Glasgow-based, in quote marks, comedy podcast.
You think recorded
by a couple of sort of guys in a sort of place.
In Alan's
In my flat.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, but they don't come on and say, oh, guys, how can we sell Scotland to people? Because, uh-huh. you know, we would sell it.
That's right, yep.
Like what we've done with that.
Right, exactly. Yep.
So, guys, if you're listening to Visit Scotland and you're sort of lacking ideas for the next meeting,
mm-hmm.
We will be on that.
Exactly.
Because I've always said, Scotland's a hole. That could be your new slogan.
Scotland's a hole. A whole pile of...
No, just a hole, mate.
Just a hole?
Yeah.
Just
go to Ireland.
It's certainly not a part, it's a hole.
Go
yeah.
to Ireland.
Yeah.
Or England.
Exactly. So, what other thing? What other story did I see as you run away to check the football scores again? Woman swallows screwdriver after dentist's fumble.
See, that is the one thing I'm worried about.
The screwdriver.
No, choking in something while in the dentist. I've never like. I've got quite a fear of choking.
Well, the one thing that gets me. This was a woman. She was 69, right? And she was being treated with implants to improve her dentures in Budapest. Okay. Which is obviously in Hungary.
Well, obviously, we won't have any Hungarian listeners after you implied they were all inbreds last time.
No, I didn't imply, I said it. back though.
Sorry, I didn't. Retreat. He didn't actually imply it. I was making it. You know,
exactly. But anyway, this is a. I mean, if you were ever worried about going to the dentist, this is someone who went to a dentist in Budapest, and this guy dropped one of his screwdriver bits down her throat.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, you've got to wonder why a dentist is using a screwdriver.
Yeah, because he's not a dentist, man.
Dentist, is he?
Right. What happened was, okay, this woman goes into the dentist, okay? She sits on the dentist's chair, okay? Some guy comes in with a screwdriver.
Yep.
She thinks it's candy floss, eats it, swallows it, starts choking on it. Dentist comes in, what are you doing, love? She's like, I'm eating a screwdriver. Dentist's like, what are you doing, love? She's like, oh, I thought that was the dentist. This guy's like, no, I'm here to fix the lights. Don't eat my screwdriver. He gets the screwdriver back, but the woman's got a fear now.
Exactly.
Of screwdrivers.
Because of the screwdrivers and dentists and candy floss.
Yeah.
She basically said that she's from Lincoln.
I can't see properly. Can't see I'm alright.
Because of the wine and vodka. Yeah, but apparently she had to spend £2,200 getting her teeth fixed in the UK. This is what she told the Lincolnshire Echo. That was a newspaper, just a little plug for you there, guys.
Yeah, guys. If you're listening...
Whatever.
Whatever.
But this is what Mrs. Riley said. I was a bit naive when I went to Hungary, and I did not do enough research.
Oh, wait, this was a British woman who went to get cheap dental treatment.
In Hungary.
Well, that serves her right. There's a lesson
British
dentists are best.
I know. And really, you know, you're kind of thinking she does deserve it. So, and I think given, I know you hate me talking about comments, but...
There was, oh, no!
The usual.
It's okay, just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
Oh, look at that. Look at that sound in the... Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll cut that again or reduce the noise. So there was a guy called Stuart Harthill from Ramsey in the Isle of Man who comments on this story here.
Sorry, what is this guy? Repeat this guy's name. I want to save it to my memory.
Stuart Harthill. Sorry, Hartle.
Stuart Hartle. Right, what's this goon got to say?
Well, this goon says, frankly, this story sounds like nonsense. Germans have used Hungarian dentists and doctors for years as a cheaper but equally good alternative to their own top quality health service. I've lived in Hungary and having experienced both Hungarian and UK dentists, I'd recommend a Hungarian any day of the week. They're always courteous, well-trained and cannot help enough with explanations to put you at your ease. They're also cheaper and their work is usually good enough to last a lifetime. By comparison, if this poor woman had an accident at some UK dentist, she'd be lucky to get an ambulance in time and not to get billed for the screwdriver.
Well, I would say to David Kidney Mountain this.
Oh, you see, you did. You took the word heart. You changed it to another organ in the human body.
That was all I was thinking of when I didn't even hear what you said. All I heard was this guy. Something about he was a Nazi. That's all I heard.
He was a Nazi. If you're taking anything from that story,
guy sounds like a
all Hungarians are Nazis.
And German guys.
And inbreds. So what else you got there?
Okay, well, we'll cut this one as well. But apparently, because of the credit crunch.
Oh, God.
Copyright credit crunch.
Yeah.
Four out
of 10
shoppers.
That'd be great if you had copyrighted or trademarked the word credit crunch. You'd be severely rolling around in cash at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm still, I copyrighted go to blue blue. So I'm hoping that...
You've got to have to pay yourself there.
Four out of 10 shoppers have downgraded their shopping list in response to the credit crunch. Consumer research shows that in the last 12 months, 41% of shoppers have switched to cheaper brands and 3 in 10 have cut down on buying from premium ranges. That's like me. I obviously, you know, I use a particular supermarket.
Yep.
I don't want to see who it is. It's one of the biggies.
It's
not Asda.
It's not Asda.
It's not Sainsbury's.
No Sainsbury's.
It's not Morrison's.
Not Morrison's, yep.
Not Lidl's. Not Aldi's.
Is that
not Waitrose.
Is it the one that does the Tesco Home Delivery? Delivery?
They do the Tesco Home Delivery.
They do the delivery as well?
But in the interest of us, we cannot say any more than that. It is. It is Tesco.
You know, work out yourself.
It's Tesco.
Yeah. Well, you just said it there.
It's Tesco.
Tesco.
But I used to order like their quality meals, okay? Like I used to, you know, every new month I'd get my shopping delivered, you know, do it online on the old interweb. And it'd get delivered. I was getting all the finest meals, you know, beautiful stuff, you know, like macaroni cheese.
Oh, the mac and cheese,
lasagnas, you know, lovely steaks. Because the credit crunch, now I'm eating soil.
That's all. This the basic Tesco brand soil.
Just soil, no, I'm not going to Tesco anymore. I'm living off soil.
How'd you cook that soil up?
I just take a cold because I can't afford the heating because of the credit crunch.
Because of the credit crunch, yep.
Now, what about you? Have you done anything, you know, sort of food?
Apart from...
What have you done?
Apart from food, what I've done is crash my car into Loch Lomond.
To save money on
petrol. To save money on petrol, yep.
And Swiss with the insurance company?
Yeah,
So I think that's pretty much me with the news, man. I think we've covered everything that's been going on in the world.
Yeah,
All right, then. Well, been good seeing you.
Well, it'll be good seeing you as well. Well, have you done your little Glasgow thing?
Too right, I have.
Too right? Well, do you want me to set it up? Because I'll tell you what I got.
What are you going to say?
Well, in our 3-week absence, I got some listeners' emails, some of which might set this whole thing up.
All right, excellent.
Okay, so we got this one from a guy called Mick. We don't know where he's from, because he didn't say.
Well, he's likely to be from Scotland or Ireland.
Why?
Because there's a lot of people called Mick.
Could have been an American.
Could have been an American. Or... Well, we're only prejudiced against Hungarians in this show.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Hello, Mick.
Hello, Mick. And what he says is, hi, read your site with interest. You done a good job. Good English to start with. We are in Glasgow for one night, 10th October this year, on our way to Highlands for a week's holiday. So time is of the essence. What would you recommend as the must-see while we are there? Anything we'll do so that we can go back home and tell people that we have been to this great city.
Right.
Any good pub recommendations would be good too. Thanks, Mick. But there was also a Cari, spelled C-A-R-I.
Or I love.
Or I love.
How you doing? Who's a bloke?
Who's a bloke from Oklahoma City, USA. Says, I want to visit Scotland so very badly. Okay. I'm sitting here at my desk, not 20 feet from my boss, trying to suppress giggles. I don't know who giggles is, but trying to suppress him anyway.
Must be his little slave boy.
That's right. But says, your site is fun. I am a cold weather girl wanting to get away from the heat and humidity that is Oklahoma and back to some true mountain air. I also hate being a tourist. I hate it. What would you suggest I do to get away from the sights and into the heart of your country? My accent will give me away immediately, but I look Scottish.
You certainly sound the kind.
Exactly.
Oh, wait,
well, that's just my accent, yeah. And maybe with some studying ahead of time, I just got it in there.
I didn't realise Carrie was the reincarnation of John Wayne.
Get off your horse and drink your milk.
Or Stephen Hawking.
I can't get rid of the completely...
Or Kit.
Wow, this is great.
I'm just on my game now.
Exactly.
Now the wind's kicking in.
So maybe with some studying ahead of time, I can get rid of the completely lost tourist look I am sure to have. I don't know when exactly I'll be there. So in the meantime, I look at pictures and read sites like yours and just dream a little. Any ideas you have would be much appreciated. So I'm sure that sets up your little skit about what's coming up in Glasgow.
Yep.
Because you're going to tell
that
Mick
sets it up
and Carrie
sets
exactly
it up
what they
perfectly.
Want to do.
Well, if you're in Scotland between the 5th to 11th of October,
yes,
it's Alcohol Awareness Week.
I will be in Scotland, so that will apply to me.
That does apply to you. Really what it is, you know, we've got a bit of a reputation in Scotland as being booze hounds.
Booze hounds.
You know, we've got a high rate of alcoholism. And yeah, you know, we're proud of that. Mm-hmm, but people
think...
Well,
it's something to be proud of. You've got to be proud of something. Yeah.
You've got to be, because people think, oh, you know, cut down the drink. You know, it's bad for you, stuff like
Who sees that?
I don't know. These people...
alcohol awareness people.
These alcohol awarenessers. Uh-huh. So what they're trying to do is, like, you know, be sensible with drinking, you know... Don't mix your drinks and stuff like that. So,
yep. Says you drinking wine and vodka together.
You know, I'm just saying. So they've produced a bunch of stuff, you know, just tips for people how to, you know, maybe cut down on the drink, you know, and enjoy yourself.
So...
You seen anything about this?
Have I seen it? Actually, yeah. Believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? Is that little bit of paper you shoved across to me there that says Alcohol Awareness Week 2008 quiz?
Oh, there's a 2008 quiz. That's interesting.
And,
do we go through this quiz?
I think we should. It's quite a long quiz, to be fair, but...
We'll cut out the last ones.
Well, by the end of it, I think we'll know whether or not we're aware of alcohol.
Okay.
I'd imagine. So, the first one in this quiz, and you know, feel free to join in, guys, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, if you're in a bus...
Uh-huh.
Or driving
a car.
It looks to me as though, I've never seen this before in my life, but it looks to me as though it's like, it's multiple choice or else true or false. So if you're in a bus... Mm-hmm. Just shout out A, B, C, D, true, false. Now,
But not all of them.
Not all
just whichever
just
one is right.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're in a car, probably best not to write down the answers while you're driving.
Well, as long as your knees are supporting the wheel and you can sort of steer, then use your two hands
exactly.
for your writing.
Right, okay, so the first question is, eyes up, mixing. That's a bingo little reference.
Yeah, we got it.
Anyway,
idiots.
Well, a lot of people don't know about bingo.
Just give me your little question before I stab you in the face.
Okay. That's number one. Do you want to stab people in the face?
True.
Okay, number one, mixing drinks makes you drunker. True or false?
True.
Am I going to say the answers here? Because it gives the answers as well.
I'll say the answers.
You'll say the answers.
And you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
If you're right or wrong, right.
True.
So your answer to mixing drinks makes you drunker is true.
Yes.
Actually, it's false.
No, it's not. It's true.
Well, no, it's false. This is fact, because it's written down here.
Last week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday night, okay?
Yep.
I drank a bottle of vodka, okay?
Uh-huh.
On Wednesday night,
uh-huh,
I had a bottle of vodka,
yep,
a bottle of whiskey, and 3 glasses of champagne.
Right.
6 cans of Budweiser.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
And a can of hooch.
Can of... Oh, no.
And then the second night, I was slightly drunker, so...
Just, well...
Maybe write a letter to Alcohol Awareness Week 2008 quiz.
Well, they disagree, because what they say is mixing your drinks will not make you more drunk.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does make it harder to keep track of how much you have had to drink, and you may feel sick. Well, you feel sick about your life anyway, but...
Yeah.
Because of the range of different congeners, which are naturally occurring substances in alcoholic drinks,
mm-hmm,
you have consumed, your hangover could be worse for the same reason.
Okay, see, the next question is true or false. Just say the true or false bit. Don't give that rubbish description.
But I'm giving advice. I'm helping the masses. Yeah.
Oh, you're actually treating this seriously?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no comedy involved in this.
All right, okay.
Exactly. And I, to be honest, want to find out whether or not you are an alcoholic. Because you never admit it. So
no.
Even though that's the first step to it. But
that's true.
So, mm-hmm, number three, what's the best way to keep track of how much alcohol you drink? Do you line up your empty glasses on a night out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you count your bottles at the bottle bank?
Mm-hmm.
That's a recycling place, if you don't know that. Give yourself...
Is that directed to me or to the listeners?
Well, both.
Okay, I didn't know what that was.
Do you know what a bottle bank is?
Yeah, it's that recycling thing.
It's Bradford and Bingley.
Yeah.
give yourself a limit for how much you drink.
What?
Or keep a drinking diary.
The first one,
mm-hmm,
line up your drinks on a night out and take a picture on your camera phone so you can boast your mates next
that's
day.
Brilliant when you do that, that's right. Uh-huh. We've got some great pictures. I've got one picture where all the drinks are actually on top of each other.
That's right, remember we left the pub and they all smashed the ground. That was
right.
In Brunswick Cellars, which is it's not actually called, I think it's called the Cellars. If you're coming to Glasgow, for your little question,
great
right?
little place.
Nick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's in Sucky Hall Street, it's mm-hmm called the Cellars.
Great
quite near where the pedestrian part starts.
Well, it's just right,
good
right,
pub.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We quite like it.
Although, you know, don't go there if there's a fire, because you'll probably die, because there's no fire escape.
There's no fire escape.
Yeah.
There may be.
And it leaks a little as well. But
it leaks a little.
It's all right.
It's not bad.
So, number four, Louis Pasteur began his studies into fermentation at the request of a distiller. I'm not sure how that would have a bearing on whether or not you're an alcoholic, if you knew the answer to this.
Yeah, to be fair, this quiz I was pretty poor.
Yeah.
So I think we should maybe skip some questions. That one's rubbish.
Well, it was true anyway, so...
Yeah.
Number five, drinking alcohol makes you less able to see in the dark.
That's false.
True or false?
False.
False, why'd you say that?
Because there was one night, okay,
yeah,
I came in here, did a few lager shandies, okay, and all the power was off,
mm-hmm,
and I was able to get into my bed. No worries.
Well, there you go. You do have that homing instinct, though.
Mm, yeah.
Exactly. Normally, you wake up about 5 hours later with just nothing but cheese slices or empty cheese slice packets around you.
It's crazy.
Exactly. Okay, next one. Is it better to drink with food? Yes or no?
No.
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 Again, sorry.
No, because the thing with them, if you're eating before you drink, it soaks up the alcohol.
Uh-huh,
so it takes longer to...
Well, apparently, no. It says drinking an empty stomach is a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel the effects very quickly, and your stomach lining will become irritated.
Yeah, so it's just different strokes with different folks.
Exactly. So, number eight. If a raisin is dropped into a glass of champagne, what will it do? I'm not even going to give you the three questions. What do you think it would do?
I don't know why you would drop a raisin into a glass of champagne in the first place.
You'd have to be an alcoholic. Maybe that's what it is. If you answered that you know what would happen.
Oh, here's what we do. We don't give the answer,
uh-huh,
okay? And one of our listeners can log on to our website at www.dropa-raisin-into-a-glass-of-champagne. And see what it does for Alcohol Awareness Week 2008 quiz.
com
and email us /.
And see what happens. Yeah, I'd be interested to see, even though I know the answer, yeah, or at least what they say is the answer.
Up and down or something.
Up and down. Well, I'm not going to say.
All right. Okay.
Exactly. Just, I'm sure we've got lots of comments back.
Yeah, this quiz thing's a bit boring, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
It started off quite well.
It got
a bit boring. But there is one guy who I think...
Dave.
Who should become the new patron of this podcast, right? And this is Frederick the Great of Prussia. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I've never heard of this guy.
Frederick the Great of Prussia tried to demand that the population drink alcohol by banning the consumption of coffee.
Oh, brilliant.
This man is our hero. We've got this Gordon Brown character, okay? You know, fighting wars with the Talibaners, going to Iraq, shooting and stuff, you know, buying the Bradford and Bingley where I have my shares. When really all he should be saying to the public is
drink
alcohol, don't drink coffee, which would mean there'd be more pubs and there'd be less coffee houses, and I think that would make the world a better
place. Well, to be fair, it probably would, because that's the opposite of prohibition, which caused all the problems in the Untouchables movie.
That's right, and if he takes a knife to a gunfight, you take a knife too.
Exactly.
That's one of the famous quotes from that movie.
Well, if you're Gordon Brown.
But there's one more question I think you can answer. You could probably do a check here.
Okay.
Am I close enough to the mic?
Yeah, fine.
Men drinking alcohol excessively over a long period of time may develop breasts. True or false?
Yeah, I've got breasts.
Do you check?
Yep.
I'll check too. The answer to that is a definite yes.
Let's move on.
And finally, what are the government's daily sensible guidelines for drinking? How many units for a man? How many units for a lady?
Well, I'd imagine it depends on, you know, how much you're able to cope with it.
Yeah, but
so, you know, you've had, at the moment, you've had, I'd say, about 2 bottles of wine and a bottle of vodka tonight.
So, 3 units?
Yeah, you're still able to speak, so that's about 3.
Well, that's alright, because the average for men is like 3 to 4 units, so I've got another unit to drink.
Yeah.
So I've got that.
Good stuff.
Bottle of alcohol tizer.
What about wine?
As much as it takes.
Fantastic.
That's so good. Yeah, that's just Alcohol Awareness Week. If you do want any more advice on that, the address is, rather surprisingly, www.stopboozing.com/what happens if you drop a raisin into a glass of champagne/semicolon. Oh, SIBO.
Oh, God almighty.
Do you know the thing is? I've got more.
You have not got more.
People think, oh, is that all that's happening in Glasgow? No, because from the...
Wait a second, I'm going to have to pause this because I need to go and throw up in the toilet. And that's us back in the room. That was quite an experience.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Because sometimes you see you're going to go somewhere and you just pause.
Exactly. That was an Austin Powers moment in the bathroom
right,
there.
Lovely, that's lovely.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, so what is Mick in Glasgow?
The 10th of October, I think it was.
Oh, ideal, because from the 3rd to the 12th of October, Glasgow's Kelvin Hall, which is about 5 minutes away from where we broadcast this bad boy.
Yes. Soon we'll be filling that with our podcast fans. We'll be doing it live.
Doing it live from the Kelvin Hall. But in the meantime, the Kelvin Hall punters have to make do with the world stage for gymnastic acrobatics.
I did see that advertised, actually, yeah.
Kicks off with the 5th International Age Group Competitions, with the event culminating with the prestigious 21st FIG World Championships.
FIG?
Now, what they're selling this as, FIG, I presume it is.
Oh, right, yeah.
Expect spectacular aerial action, vibrant, colourful routines, and unsurpassed bravery from athletes representing 31 different nations as they battle out to become world champions. Effectively, if you're a bit of a weirdo, which many of our listeners are, and you want to pop along and watch little kids in Lycra, the Kelvin Hall
is the place for you. Yes, sponsored by Glitter Industries.
I bet there will be loads of glitter, though. Not
there will be.
Not Gary.
Yeah, well, no, no.
But, no, I meant like actual the sparkles.
Yeah, because of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new Scots fashion firm puts pets on the dog walk, right? Okay.
Instead of cat walk. I see what they're doing, yep.
On the Thursday, October the 9th, which is... Is that today? No, that's next week,
isn't
it?
Next week, yep.
Next week?
Next week! Work, son!
I thought I'd put it there.
What's that?
I don't know, I just felt cute animals, sorry, cute canines will sashay down the catwalk, or should that be dog walk? I think we're already a bit better. wearing the hottest looks from designer brands, including Pucci.
Pucci, as opposed to Gucci.
As opposed to Gucci, yeah.
Yep, uh-huh.
And that's it. So if you want any information, that it's www.
These little things that you're trying to get at sale to our listeners, I don't think you know your target audience.
Well, that's at the Winchester Club in Glasgow's Merton City, which is just around the corner from Arta. Uh-huh. So if you want to go to that on a Thursday night,
you'd be
and
just
hang around for another day, then you'll probably see me and Scott breakdancing in Arta.
We are going back there, just for the avoidance of doubt.
So that's it. So Mick, you've got you're spoiled for choice.
And Carrie as well, yep, whether you're male
and
or female.
And one more thing. Mm-hmm. There is a, if you're a fan of the cinema, which me and Scott certainly are.
We certainly are. There is saw Tropic Thunder the other day there.
Oh, was that good?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Really?
Go on, that's what
you said. You said that last night we were watching the football.
Yeah, we weren't recording the podcast though.
Yeah, but you said it to me. I thought you were just bringing, I thought it was a bit more personal.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Just selfishness.
just selfishness.
Anything to hopefully Tropic Thunder will sponsor you. Just sponsor you.
Sponsored by Tropic Thunder. Yep.
Pigments your skin. Yeah, there's a new movie coming out. Mm-hmm. It's called The Stone of Destiny, I believe.
Ah, Scone.
Nah, it's about. Well, I don't really know much about this, but it's basically about a bunch of robbing jocks who go down to England.
That's robbing Scotsmen.
Who go down to England, steal something that doesn't belong to them, bring it back, and then that's it.
Yep.
So if you're interested in historical movies, which look pretty rubbish, then Stone of Destiny is
that's our history.
The one for you. And it opens, I believe it is this Friday or next Friday.
Next Friday, yep.
But be sure to catch it quick because it's not going to last long in cinema.
One showing.
apparently, it's the stone is now back somewhere. So, if you're interested,
back where it belongs.
If you're interested in the Stone of Destiny, obviously write down what we've just said, and also Google Stone of Destiny.
Yep.
And so, basically, if you like dogs, young children, and lycra,
this is it. Wait till you hear the punchline. This is going to be great.
And Alcohol Awareness Week, and have respect for people who steal things.
Yep.
Then this week is the week for you in Glasgow. So
that's not exactly a punchline, though, is it?
So what we're really trying to hear is Scotland's a whole. But we love it.
But we love it anyway.
It's our whole.
Exactly. And on that note, I think we should just call it quits.
Is there no other listener and reader stuff?
Well, there is actually.
Well, see, the podcast is split into a distinct part, okay? Mm-hmm. There's the poor part at the beginning, the poorer part later on, the rubbish events thing, which no one will go to anyway, and then your little pointless emails.
Pointless emails, well,
these goons.
I suppose I've read a few out, but here's another one. Remember the joke in the last podcast that you loved? From the guy called I Tell Jokes.
Well, that's a lie. That's like me calling myself Apple Woman.
Yeah, no, but that's what he called himself, so that's his name.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, we got another one.
From the same guy?
No. It's a guy called I Tell Better Jokes.
What does he do?
He tells better jokes.
I'll be the judge of that.
You will be the judge of that. I may say that there's also a further comment that after this joke from a guy called Anonymous, who says, I think I Tell Better Jokes is actually I Tell Jokes. He's still not funny.
So let's crazy world of cyberspace.
Where
boys are men.
Exactly. You want me to read this joke out then?
Not really.
Okay.
Oh, right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor Who.
I saw him this week, Colin Baker. He was doing a play at the King's Theatre.
All right,
and I saw him four times this week, Colin Baker.
Is that because you went to see his play?
No, I didn't go to see his play. I saw him twice on Bath Street outside where the theatre is. I saw him once in the foyer of the Radisson Hotel, and another time in Buchanan Street.
Are you stalking Doctor
Who? No, I just thought, I don't even like Doctor Who. I think it's for weirdos. Probably a lot of people that listen to this like
it. So why are you wearing a TARDIS?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I come dressed to this tragic podcast dressed as a TARDIS.
As a phone box, exactly. Yeah.
And why did you come dressed as a simple minded goon?
You didn't ask for his autograph or anything, did you?
No, mate, no.
No.
I'm too cool for school.
too cool for Doctor Who in anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so this guy, I Tell Bear Jokes, trying to better last week's joke, which I believe was rubbish.
Exactly.
So, go.
Well, on that rubbish note, there's a thing in the UK, it's like Scotsman, Englishman, Irishman jokes. A lot of the people, because of political correctness going mad, you're not allowed to tell these jokes anymore because
quite
people
right,
get offended.
Racist,
exactly.
Mate, I hate
but
it.
We're just going to fire in there.
Oh, is this one?
Yeah.
All right, well, exactly.
So a Scotsman, Englishman and Irishman are all builders working on a bridge, okay? So the Scotsman opens his lunchbox and he says, and I'm going to do the accent, "Och," that's the same accent as mine, "see if I get one more tuna sandwich, I'm going to jump off this bridge and kill myself."
this about your car?
Yeah.
Right, uh-huh. Okay, go on.
Then the Englishman opens up his own lunchbox and says, "My goodness, if I get one more ham sandwich, I'm going to jump off this bridge and kill myself."
You think a guy that speaks like that's going to be building a bridge?
Well, that's true. "My goodness, if I get one more sandwich, I'm going to kill myself."
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Then the Irishman says, "Hi, lads, I know what you're talking about there. If I..." I really have to apologise for
this. That was the best of three.
Really?
That was better than the Scottish accent, which is
worrying. It's because of the half-blood.
Yeah.
Half-blood prince. If I get one more egg sandwich, I'm going to jump off this bridge and kill myself. So, the next day, all three get the same lunch they got before, and as promised, all three jump off the bridge and all three die.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough.
Sad.
So, at the funeral, the Scotsman's wife tearfully says, "If only I'd known he didn't like tuna, I'd have put something else in his lunchbox." Then the Englishman's wife says, "Hello, if only I'd known he didn't like ham, I'd have given him something else he actually liked." Mm-hmm. And then the Irishman's wife says, "I just don't understand it. He made his own sandwiches." He made his own sandwiches. The... Is that sandwiches?
Racist and bad.
Bad. Well, there you go. That's
that's good. Always good to end on a low.
It probably was the same guy actually stalking up the
clearly
same
my invite or listeners last week not to or like 3 weeks ago not to make any more
which was
jokes.
No one listens to us at all.
Yeah,
or really listens to
if
us.
You can better that joke, please send in to us and we will read it out in our next tragic podcast
from I Tell Better Jokes Than Better Jokes. Okay, well, let's just call it quits then, shall we?
Yeah, I hope that's been informative.
It's the end of episode 4, and once again, if you forget, if you want to see the photos of my tragic fortnight, go onto the website and download the pictures and lend me your comments as well, if you've got any tragic stories.
If you want to see any photos of me, go onto match.com and look up Billy Nomates.
Billy Nomates that gets zero interest.
Alright, that's me done. Peace out.
Outstanding. See yous all guys. See yous all guys. See all yous guys in a couple of weeks.
Bye bye.
At the best.
Alright, Nano. We saw this for the love of Glasgow, by the way. You still listening, you nugget?